Welcome back to episode 83 of the Flycast. Today we are today we went out and we got all the talent fees we could. $10,000 down was her rate per hour. So we can't go over. If we go over, that's an extra $1,000 per minute.
And what Shotzi costs from last week is just...
Yeah, this is a tough pod to follow up after Shotzi, but...
You think so? Are you nervous?
That is some pressure.
No, it's just like tight. Shotzi last week, me this week. Mm.
But who we have on the podcast today?
We got the one and only Reed.
The one and only Paige Reed. I don't understand how you actually... I feel like you actually have a little bit of a fan base out there in the optic
world.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say, I don't understand why you work in esports.
Well, no. I mean, yeah, I think we're going to get to that as well. But you actually have, like, people in optic. You don't like talking to the camera.
Mm-mm. First of all, before we get started, I have a little bone to pick with you.
Yeah,
with you specifically.
Let's get some shit out of the way.
Nick canceled 2 weeks straight. Does it? Can you back me up? Can you back me up on this page?
Yeah. I think I canceled. I've only canceled one week.
Maybe you postponed the week before and we did it later. And then the next week was probably canceled.
Well, I think you couldn't do it last week because you were sick.
Yeah.
Sick. And then the week before that.
Well, last week.
He was sick.
Was Shotzi. And then the week before that.
And then I see the clips of Nick going, I'm a little angry.
Oh, how he called you out?
Yeah. And I'm like, the amount of times I could have blasted your butt, but I didn't blast your
butt.
Your butt has gone unblasted.
I'll send a text. For one, we had Shotzi here. He got here.
Shotzi did show up on time, which is Shotzi.
Which is good.
Our starting time was 11:30. Mm-hmm. Shotzi got here at like 11:15. Mm-hmm. I got here at around 11:45. And then I'm like, where's Hitch? And they're like, I don't know. We're like, huh? I'm like, he's not even here. Then that's when we like start texting you. Mm-hmm. And then the Optic podcast wasn't even done anyway. So we sat here even longer. Then we were debating it. Do I just do it? And I was not comfortable doing that.
Yeah, you were anxious. You told me you were anxious.
I was super anxious beforehand.
Even though it's Shotzi. It's not like...
Well, I think...
I can understand if it was like Pharrell. Yeah. Imagine if Pharrell was sitting there. You would have been like,
I feel like if it was,
even
if it was like Seth, I feel like I would have just canceled and been like, no, I don't want to.
Oh, dude, I finally told Seth how I felt the other day.
What does that mean?
Because Seth was like, I was like planning something and Seth wasn't a part of it. And he was like, why didn't you ask me to be a part of it?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm always anxious to ask you stuff because you're so big. And then I said, I don't want to milk you dry. I don't want to milk your udders, is what I said to him. And then he said, but my udders are free to be milked. And so I said, well, now that you've given me the go ahead.
And I feel like you see that a lot behind the scenes, don't you? Because I feel like everyone goes through you.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things like contractually that like you need to be a part of or you need to be a part of. So like if someone isn't a part of it, I'm not going to put it on the sheet.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, how come? And I'm like, if I would have put you on it, you would have not wanted to come.
Yeah.
And now you're not on it and you want
to
come.
It's just so such it's like, a different vibe than it used to be because we used to be like, hey, we have to do this. Everybody come do it.
Yeah.
And nowadays it's like, okay.
Bro, it's
hectic now.
Do you deal with that the most? Of like, we got to get people for this page, start sending out text.
You just see the meetings in there. It's like, so who's the talent for this? And then everyone just turns their head to Paige.
Yeah. But also it's like a group effort because it's like, who does Roger think would be best in this video or... You know, like whoever we think is a good mesh.
Yeah.
Do you ever get nervous texting Seth? I don't think you do, but.
No.
Like,
but the thing that's
not nervous, but just like, I don't know, the same way we feel about him to where, I mean, Scump is Scump.
It's just so weird because he's my boy. Like, he's my friend.
Yeah.
But like, when it comes, I think I'm so anxious when it comes to work. I don't want him to ever, ever get the wrong idea.
Yeah.
So I just end up like not asking him to do anything because I'm like, I would rather just see him here, hang out with him, do optic stuff together. But I'm not going to be like, hey, man, can we play for 6 hours on stream together? Because I don't want to, And then when he tells me like, yo, why don't you ever... I was the same way with Hector too. Like he was like, why don't you ever like add me in part of your videos.
I don't give a shit about Hector. I can ask Hector.
I feel the same way. I mean, I feel the same way about Hector and Seth.
I don't ever feel like nervous, but I just try, like, when I present an ask, to have all the details instead of like asking something and then coming back and then it changing.
Yeah.
So like sometimes I don't have all the meat to an ask. So it's like that stresses me out because I like ask something and it's not everything. So later when I have all the details, yeah, I'm like, oh man,
because you have
this
to, like,
is completely different than what I asked last week. You,
you
know?
Have to like write out the quote retweets and the,
yeah,
and
yeah,
the, all the different.
Well, no, I mean, I don't make the copy.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Well, before we,
you think I'm sitting back there?
Someone is.
Well, yeah,
who
no.
makes the tweet? Or I guess
well,
you don't have
Joey,
to say.
Yeah, Joey and Justin.
Joey and Joey and Justin.
Because sometimes I'll get them and be like, I ain't.
I always change it.
All right, so in case anyone, if somehow, some way, there's people out there who've never heard of you, don't know who you are, don't know what you do. What do you do? What is, I guess, your position?
So
what do you do?
I oversee like all like the talent and player operations at Optic. So I'm like the liaison between all of our internal teams, like the sales team, the content team, finance team. I just kind of help get everything executed.
She does everything
on the day to day.
Yeah, I feel like
she does.
You
everything.
Do literally everything.
Yeah, no, but I mean,
like you're way
me
more.
Me and Jukin are like a good team.
You're not just like someone in the office, even though you do have your own office now. I know you think you're cool because of that.
Yeah, she does.
But
pictures all over the wall.
Like, there's nothing on the wall.
You're way more.
What's his name?
You're just super involved in talent.
Yeah.
So wait, what's the position called?
Mine?
Yeah. Just overlook all the.
Yeah, I'm like the director of player and talent management at Optic.
Do you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She's gunning for CEO.
No. Well, I think, I mean, it's also cool too, because it's like.
Hector's like, please.
Going back to like when I first started working with you guys, I wasn't here. So it was kind of like I worked with you guys, but I also was on like the partnership
side. That was before Nick, right?
Yeah.
Like Huntsman days? Huntsman days you were in.
LA. I got out of jail. Yeah. And then.
No, I remember
back,
vividly
and I think
my.
She moved down here around that time as well.
Well, yeah. So, but before then, when I was working with you guys, I would just have to message you guys. You guys didn't know me. And
right.
So now I feel like it's a job, but it doesn't really feel, it's challenging. You guys really keep me on my toes. Some more than others, but.
Who's the worst to work with?
I can't answer that.
Damn. Let's get into.
But if you guys,
who's
a lot of times,
who's the best to work with?
A lot of times people are like, oh, who's the hardest to work with? Everyone's different, so everyone comes with their own challenges.
But
you, your alarm clock never goes off.
I definitely want to get
that happened once.
It happened once. But that's the most recent.
Yeah,
that was Friday.
Should we start from, because you're not a person that plays video games or like grew up in video games, and I don't necessarily know exactly how you got started with this stuff or in this industry. Should we start from the beginning of like, where is your?
I want to know the Overwatch.
Where is
days.
Your beginning? You're what in college. You're playing volleyball. Your team's 0-18.
Okay, hold on.
And you're like, all right, so I'm not going pro volleyball.
Well, I never wanted to. Like, I played sports growing up, but like, it was more so basketball. And then in high school, I started getting into volleyball more, and so I knew I was going to play Division I volleyball. So in my senior year of high school,
damn, D1 athlete,
I quit. Or my volleyball coach wanted me to stop playing basketball. So then I was kind of like, okay, I'm a volleyball person.
Were you better at basketball or volleyball?
Volleyball.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you started in high school?
In eighth grade. But like,
you started in eighth grade and you went to college for it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
But the thing is it was, it wasn't like, oh, I want to grow up and be a professional volleyball. I just knew like
this.
Right, some yes, crazy thing would have to happen for me to like go and play in like Sicily for 10 years.
Yeah.
Because that's how it is in volleyball. You have to go to overseas.
Right.
I think. I don't know if it's changed.
There's a girl in my that went to my high school that was on the women's national team.
Oh, really?
She played overseas.
Yeah.
She was so tall. Anyway.
Well, I was the shortest on my college volleyball team.
So you jumped
my freshman.
What were
year.
You good at? Like, I don't even know if I understand spiking. Your answer.
Well, I got recruited to be an outside hitter, and then
what does that mean?
Like the person on like the edge who would like not the edge,
like,
but like
diving,
the front,
saving
like,
the balls.
Yeah, well, that's what I turned into. But originally, I was just like an attacker, so I would like be at the front of the net. Oh, this is really weird. I'm talking to you guys about volleyball.
No, I don't know anything about volleyball. This is
really?
Interesting. Yeah.
That's so
weird. I know nothing about volleyball.
So there's like
the ball
the positions in volleyball where you play all six rotations, where you're like in the net for three rotations and then your back row for three rotations. I did
that. Oh, those are like real, those are real rules? Mm-hmm. I thought those were like beach volleyball rules.
No. And then.
So you have to keep rotating positions.
Yeah.
Except for the person that wears the different color shirt.
Yeah.
They stay there.
Wait, who's different? Yeah. Who's the different color
shirt?
There's
funny.
one girl.
That's what I turned into. So my freshman year.
Was the different color shirt?
Yeah. So my freshman year, I remember.
This do-it-all.
No, my freshman year, we were playing Duke. And I remember our libero was just tanking passes. Like, it was just like shank left and right. So then I'd never played libero before. And
is that the different color shirt?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Which means you're always back row. So once I became the libero, it was like fun and new, but I was like, man, I'm never going to go for a row again. But I ended up just like enjoying it.
What does go for a row mean?
Like front row.
Front row. Oh, go
yeah,
front row.
Yeah, because when you wear the different color jersey, you're basically back row, and like I could run in the game at any point. I didn't have to wait to be subbed in.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So do you watch volleyball still or no?
Like, yeah.
Do you watch,
it's funny because actually the USA women's team was just in Arlington and I was like going to go to the match and I was like, I'm not going to go to the match. But
why?
I mean, it would have been fun.
Yeah, you
should have
asked us.
Like,
we would have gone.
Yeah. Next
Alexis time. Is always looking for stuff to do. So
yeah, it's fun to watch. But the thing that sucks about volleyball is like in order to like really go play, you need like 6-on-6.
Yeah.
And like people,
yeah, you can't
who,
like
people
just
who can
casually
actually
go out there.
Yeah. Like people
like,
who
hey,
can
man,
actually
bored,
keep the ball going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure the games in Santa Monica get crazy. They're all, have you ever seen the volleyball nets beside the Santa Monica pier?
Oh yeah. Oh,
they
that's,
are slammed.
See, I don't play really? Beach though. Beach is a whole different animal.
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So we do have a D1 athlete.
And Hex.
I always jokingly say it's me, but.
And Hex.
Why do you.
What about Hex?
He's just the best athlete in office.
Well, he's just like the best ever to just. Right. Be
he always
born
says
and,
that,
like,
and
breathe.
I'm like, there's no way, like, you could, like, beat me in volleyball. Like, there's just. And he's just like, yeah, every sport. And I'm like, okay.
I wonder if Hex has always been like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Since
of course.
A kid.
Oh, I can see it.
He says his success grew into his ego, not vice versa. So he's always been egotistical. Mm. He just had to back it up somehow.
I can see it. All right, so college. When did you...
So you go straight from volleyball to Overwatch.
Yeah, easy. Well, after I graduated college, I worked for like a social media agency in West Hollywood. And I was just working with like coffee shops and like talent. And I just was like, man, this
when you
is
say talent,
what did you just say?
Well, there was
a couple like, so, you know, like as social media got like more and more like popular, a lot of like people in entertainment, whether it was like actors or actresses, they don't really run their social media account.
Someone else
right?
does.
So like our agency Damn. Would.
Exposed.
Or the Wait, agency
so who did,
I worked
Who did you run
for.
Media for?
Well, it was like...
Can you say or no?
No, I don't want to say.
Is it someone big?
No, I mean, we had some like big clients.
Big clients?
Yeah, but That's it wasn't cool. like I didn't own those accounts. Like it was like my...
Damn. So all of Pharrell's tweets came straight from Reed.
Did you tweet for
No, it was more so like Instagram.
Oh.
Pictures and stuff?
Yeah.
So that was your first job right out of college?
It's mm-hmm. a pretty crazy job.
Yeah. I interned there my senior year, and then I got a job there once I graduated.
Why did you choose that?
Well, it's because I did an internship with them, and then I kind of, like, after I graduated, I was like, oh, okay, I just kind of jumped right into it.
What did
it.
You graduate in?
Communications with an emphasis in public relations.
Yeah. I don't know what any of that means.
I make fun of Blake all the time for his communications degree. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
It's funny, because people will be like, like whenever somebody says like where did you go to or what did you graduate in, I'm like, well, I didn't graduate, but it's better than having a communications degree.
Yeah, I mean, it is like when you like, go into college and like you don't know what you want to major in, it's definitely like a good baseline.
No, it worked out perfect for what you do.
Yeah. But then I just kind of like got bored of it, but I was like, I had an itch to like get back into sports. So that's when I interviewed with Energy and then lived in LA. They hired me.
Sorry.
What?
were you working for the Lakers or were you going to work for the Lakers?
No, I wanted to like reach out and like I had a couple wish lists of like teams and what
Optic
I wanted to
and
do.
LA Lakers.
Yeah.
Those were the two big ones.
Scump, LeBron.
Scump, yeah.
And then that's when I started working with Energy and then I was primarily with the Overwatch team. So.
And that's how it all started.
Yeah.
Wait, so how'd you get into Energy?
Because I just, it was around the same, I mean, not to you guys, but it was like in 2018, I want to say, where like, to me, someone who like wasn't into esports, like it kind of seemed to become more mainstream. And I liked it because it was just like a different industry and like, I didn't know anything about it. And no one I really talked to knew anything about it. So that kind of like excited me even more.
And then you join Energy, whatever you were, was that the like Korean team?
Yeah.
So you jump into your first, I guess, say real job in esports was joining Energy's Overwatch team. And I'm sure you did similar stuff with them with what you do.
Yeah. So
now.
Like I was talking to I was working with our sponsors every day. And then I would also like execute on the player side.
But none of them spoke English.
No.
Isn't that like a crazy?
That has to
I feel
be
like
hard.
That would be an insane. Let me get into esports. You join.
Well, no, how it happened.
Join a
though.
Team and then the players you're.
Yeah,
just
how did
working
it happen?
With like yeah. they don't even speak.
Well,
English.
So I oversaw
and you,
like
even to this day you're like I love them.
I know. I yeah, love yeah. them. No, but I. Oh yeah, they all came to my birthday parties. Like I love them. So. Yeah. No, but they when I first started working with Energy, I oversaw like the Fortnite teams and like Rocket League, Apex. I don't know. There was like a bunch of different teams. And then I had to go get a jersey signed when I was in LA. I get sent the address. And I was like, oh my God, they're 1 minute away. And I realized they lived around the corner from me. And so I went inside and then like the rest was history. I like went there every day to work from there and like ended up going to Blizzard Arena with the team every weekend.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, and then for like the first month or two, like no one, I think some of the players later told me that like they thought I worked for the home that they were staying in. So I was like, well, they didn't really tell me that, but I heard.
Yeah.
And then, because our general manager was also a translator. So like I would go through him to go. I mean, but the guy, there was three full English speaking players on the team.
Yeah.
So it was a good balance.
Over here. I'm like trying to bring up my mic. It's falling. It's these old as shit being held up by duct tape.
So you go from Overwatch and then the Huntsman joins Energy and you get moved basically to the Huntsman or were you?
Yeah.
Still
so
working?
I didn't even really understand like what was really about to happen from like,
yeah.
Like I remember like, I had like went to breakfast or like, we were kind of getting like the overview of like, oh, you know, Chicago Huntsmen are going to come on. And like, this is like, who they are. I don't remember if anyone described like Optic to me, how like you guys weren't really Optic anymore. You had a different name.
Yeah.
But yeah, that first we did like a meet and greet at NBA All-Star and like it was snowing, it was freezing. And I was like, oh, okay. This is crazy.
Oh,
like there's people lined out.
Yeah.
Cause like I had only known of you guys, cause you guys were in Dallas or Texas and I was in LA. So like, I wasn't around you guys a lot or at all. And so that first event, I was like, okay, wow.
Oh, so you went to that first Chicago meet and greet.
Yeah.
Cause that I've heard so much about it. I wasn't there though.
Yeah. That was like my first, like.
I've heard there was like 5,000 people there or something like insane.
What? Yeah.
For the first ever Chicago Huntsman meet and greet.
Really?
Yeah. It was like Formal and Seth and Hector's first meet and greet outside. Oh, like,
cause I went to like the inaugural, there. Like, I think it was in Minnesota, but I like showed up. Didn't even like look or see our guys at all. I remember that was like my first time I was
welcome to the podcast.
That was like my first time meeting Hex or something, but it was right before COVID happened.
Oh my God.
And he was like sick. So like I didn't shake his hand, but I also was like, I just didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
I think I hung out at like the scuff booth the whole time, which is hilarious.
Yeah. And then you basically visit. I remember the first time you visited here and worked out of the Hex quarters. And then when you left, Roger was like, yeah, she was like hyping us up the whole time. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, she just thought it was so cool that we picked her up from the airport. And it was like, Raj and Matt picked her up from the airport. She was like, oh, this is so cool. And that's all it took. And then she moved down here.
Yeah, if people don't do that, people don't pick people up from the airport.
People don't pick people up from the airport?
Yeah.
I try to pick up people from the airport.
That's like a Reed thing.
Except for Blake
thing.
And George.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a Reed thing. Like the no, typical... I mean,
no, Hector will pick you up from the airport. Yes, no, he will.
You think if I came back from a flight...
If he was vlogging...
Next week.
If he was vlogging...
He'll do a lot of stuff for the vlog.
Well, this is before he owned four companies, so it's a little different.
Yeah, now he's busy.
Now he's like mad busy, but he's picked me up from the airport a few times.
I just love picking people up. I feel like it's like car time is like the best time. Like I was even in LA and I dropped Tex off at the airport and we left and I was like, wow, that was such a good ride. Really? Like that was better than like any phone call I've ever had, but it's like, I don't know.
So on the Flycast, we allude a lot to what kind of lifestyle you and your friends live. And we want to know, Nick was asking me earlier to ask this to you. So I'm going to ask this. And those
I don't know
question.
What he's about to say.
But like, how did you come about that LA lifestyle?
Like when we, like, first here, off, she's not from LA. She's from the
she's
Bay.
From yeah, the I'm Bay. From the she's Bay. Paige LA from the Bay. But I've told this story. And this is just kind of like a little sprinkle of like how well connected Paige is. One time we were coming back from a shoot and we were going back to the Hex quarters and Paige was like, I'll give you a ride. And I was like, all right. So I get in the car. She's playing this Drake song. I'm like, damn, like this is Drake and Future. And I'm like, damn.
When was this?
This was like 2 years ago. I was like, oh, this is pretty good. I was like, how have I not heard? And I was like, what song is this? And Paige goes, oh, it's off some stuff that like someone sent me and it hasn't been released
I
yet.
I think I remember that. She was showing me that same playlist she in the next
like,
quarters.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been released yet.
I was
like,
so, I mean, how hyped are you once you know a Drake album's
coming? Yeah, I mean, that's very, but how did you get access? That's what I want to know. It's like, how do you meet, how
well, I
did
can't
you
say
meet?
Any, I can't say any names
I know you can't say names, super. But
we'll try to
how
navigate
did you
through
meet
it.
All of, how did you get ingrained into that like well-connected lifestyle? Is it something you were born into or did you?
No, I mean, a lot of my friends in LA, like none of us are from LA, right? So it's like either everyone is there like working or, you know, some of my girlfriends have like worked in like the music industry or like dated someone who's in the music industry. And it's like me and my siblings, like there's no friend of my brother's who isn't also my friend or right. like who like if Blake is late to the house, like they'd still come over and like kick it with me and my mom or like,
yeah.
So it's, I think every relationship that I have is like, it's not forced. And like a lot of us are just like, we immediately like click. But my dad works or still does work, but ever since I was little, he's worked with professional athletes. So it's like that in itself, like just baseball, basketball, that's kind of where it started. But yeah. A lot of like, my siblings and like our adult friends are kind of in different industries, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like when I've visited you and your family or like hung out with y'all in LA, everyone's like, it's always a chill, sunny day outside. Everyone's gathered around, smiling, white claws in hand. Yep. It's like the lifestyle I think I want to live here and like try to force that, but then I'll just end up doing what I did this weekend and like drinking by myself at the pool or with my girlfriend. And I'm next thing I know, I'm blacking out. I downed the whole bottle of Ciroc and I don't know where I'm at. And nothing at all. Like what the lifestyle, I think Paige lived in LA, but it's definitely like a different vibe. And it's my favorite vibe
to go to LA,
hang out with Paige. All the Reeds, they're like the nicest family ever. All of them are the exact same.
They are all the same. They are all the same. And there's always very funny things that happen when all the Reeds are together.
Yeah.
Or at least two of them. As long as there's two Reeds, it's a great time.
I feel like I don't
see... If there's one, who knows? It could be a good time.
You guys are a very, very tight family. Like, I feel like, not that you don't see that anymore, but like, even my family, like, everyone sort of goes, not there's, yeah, like everyone sort of goes their separate ways. Like, yeah, not everyone hangs out all the time. Like, I feel like you guys are always FaceTiming, texting. Mm-hmm. Like, is that just always been your relationship with them your whole life? Like, you guys are just like this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, like there's even like growing up, we just always played with each other. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, I wasn't good at a left-handed layup when I was young. And like, my sisters put me outside for like 2 hours and they had like extension cord like wrapped around this arm and this leg what to like fuck? Teach me that on the yeah. left side, this leg has to go up. So it's like,
what?
We just did a lot of
they
things
They just coached
together.
You?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Well, I mean, they didn't coach me, but it's like we would go home. We had a basketball court out front. We would just play.
I just feel like that's not, I mean, I'm an only child, so I have no.
Yeah.
I have nothing to compare it to.
Or like we had, like we played a game called the kissing game. Or like we would all.
The Reed.
The
we
Reed.
Would
all the Reed family. Real tight.
The Reed family.
And the game was like you couldn't get kissed on the cheek. So it's like the whole.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a weird game.
That's a weird game. Just, yeah, yeah.
I never played that one.
But I haven't played that one with anyone, actually.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be like on the lips. But we talk about that now. We were like, what did we do? Like, it was weird.
Do you miss
the kissing game?
I know. Do you miss the kissing game? Do you miss living in LA and playing the kissing game?
No, I mean, I definitely like, it's not about like LA, even though everyone's like, it's
that's
LA.
That's just where your family and friends
but
are.
But it's just like, that's where everybody is. But yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like my mom's here right now. Like, I have a lot of people that are like visiting me. And I feel like we travel a lot that like, when I'm not doing anything on a Saturday or Sunday, like it feels nice, you know?
It's wild how often you're not only your family visits you, because my mom has visited me, but like none of my other family has visited me. And like, I always go there.
Yeah.
But also your friends.
Yeah.
Like I think 4 of your friends have visited here since we've been here, which is wild because Blake and George don't count. So like none of my friends have visited
Same.
Me. None of my friends.
Not a singular person has been here to see
not
me.
Not one. I mean, Brandon came to the Scuff House, but other than that, like, you know, we just kind of.
Yeah.
But I would show up at your apartment and there would be someone that had been there for 3 days and they're just like, hey, and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen you since 2 months ago when
That's
you were
so
here.
Funny. Yeah.
And I feel like people don't really get that. I don't know. It's a Reed thing.
So you're originally from.
But see, that's how I feel about you guys. I feel like Optic, if I were to, like when everybody heard like, oh my God, you're moving to Texas. And I was like, yeah, but you don't understand. Like, I'm not moving to go work for like an IT company where I have like a cubicle and then I go home. Like, it's almost like being back in like college where it's like you have like camaraderie with like the people you're with and the team. I guess we're a team. That's why
we're
like
family.
Yeah.
The Optic and the Fast and the Furious series have the same meme. We're family.
That is kind of cringe. Yeah, I mean, I guess it would kind of suck if you did. I don't think you would. I think you would have moved back already if it was something like that.
Yeah, I mean, like if it wasn't like this.
As close as what we are.
Yeah.
There's already been a few scares.
Yeah.
Roger and I had to pop our tires twice.
No, you didn't. Oh God!
So you're originally from, you're Vallejo. Not from LA.
No, from
even
Vallejo.
Though everyone would look at you, hear you, mm-hmm. and they would think you're from LA, and you
hear
are from
me.
Page LA.
I whenever I see you, I just think LA.
Wow!
It's like
wow. It's kind of good and bad because a lot of people,
which part of LA?
A lot of people hate LA.
I hate the traffic.
I used to love LA.
I thought I wanted
remember
to live
being
there.
Young, going to LA and be like, God, this is so cool. Walking into Hollywood with the stars and stuff. Mm-hmm. Now you go, it's disgusting.
Dude, Hollywood is gross.
There's
Hollywood,
just homeless,
yeah, it really
and literal
is.
Like human shit everywhere. Like, I actually hate, well, I don't hate going there now. It depends like what I'm doing there, but I don't get the same vibe as I used to.
Yeah, see, like my sister told me she was like going to a workout in West Hollywood, and I was like, oh my God, that gives me so much anxiety.
Yeah, like be careful.
Or just like, yeah, But I used to do that all the time. It's nice not having that, like, to drive, though. That's what sucks.
This is
going to
be a stupid question, but where, what counts as the Bay? Like, when I think of the Bay, I think of, like, Oakland.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, I don't really know where Oakland is.
It's like San Francisco.
Oakland's in California? I don't even know.
Yeah,
that.
Like San Francisco and then like Berkeley or San Francisco, Oakley, Oakland, Berkeley, and like Richmond.
And you're from where?
And then I'm from Vallejo.
Vallejo.
So it's like all the cities that surround the Bay, which is like the it's like the area by the water.
Huh. So how far away from your house was LA?
Like a 6-hour drive.
Damn.
Why'd everyone move to LA?
Well, because we all went to school out there, and then my dad remarried and lives out there.
Mm.
And then Blake got kicked out of our high school.
For what?
What?
So then you guys didn't hear the story?
No, I want to hear it. What are you doing?
Well, it was back when
Blake
like,
is her brother.
It was back when like Twitter wasn't a thing, and he like retweeted something that like didn't fly. Yeah. And so they like
I did hear the story.
They asked him
to leave. I guess you can't repeat it, can you?
No, I mean, I don't want to. I'll tell you guys later. I mean, it wasn't
I think it was
even,
something about like one of the teachers.
It wasn't even bad. It was just like he retweeted it and then it just, they asked him to leave. But so he left our high school and like moved to LA.
Dang. Did he finish high school out there?
Yeah.
What does Blake do nowadays? What is his job?
He's a NBA agent.
Damn.
Blake is Paige's older brother.
Yeah.
What
handsome.
Can you
tall,
see? Very handsome.
Gorgeous.
Very gorgeous.
Athletic.
He's a cool, a really cool guy.
Strong.
Yeah, really nice guy. What clients does he have?
I don't really know at the top of my head what his, like who his agency has right now, but there's a lot of like younger guys who are like coming up from like college.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's why he can ball so well. Remember when we went to the face shoot? That's the first time
I'd
ever met him.
Yeah, I think that was the first time I met him.
First time I'd ever met him, and he's dunking. He was like, "Hey, I'm Blake."
Oh yeah,
And I was like, "Hey, man, I'm Davis."
Yeah.
See, that's what they do. Like, he just shows up at like a photo shoot to hang out with Paige in the background.
Well, no, he helped get that gym for us.
Of course, he has some connect.
And of course, I was like, "Dang, there's no air conditioning."
Yeah, there wasn't air conditioning. That's funny that you you're anxious about stuff like that, like. Yeah. That somebody's going to complain about something. But like, we all complain about everything.
Oh, yeah.
We're just complainers. Yeah. Some of us more than others.
Did it surprise you getting into the gaming world? Like, are you like, say you moved here, you start talking to all of us or whatever. Are people bougier?
To be completely honest, when
I feel like we're sort of a different breed. Like, we're very chill and relaxed, but then there's like some stuff where it's like, nah.
Yeah,
like hard to. There's some. I don't know the word, but just
there's some people that are harder to work with than others, I would assume.
Yeah,
or you'll text us. We just won't respond. Did anything surprise you as far as like the people in esports?
No, but I will tell you. Right when I moved down here or started working with like Optic, all my friends thought you guys were all Korean, and I was like, no.
I remember the first time we went over to your friend's house.
Yes, that's what Teresa and Brandon were like. They came in and we were like, who are these people?
Yeah,
Brandon was expecting more Koreans.
More Koreans, and we came in. Me, you, and Seth went in. We were already very drunk, and we were just like dancing.
And then the rest was history. They.
Mm-hmm.
Loved us from that point.
Yeah.
I remember I was strutting around and Brandon said I had a very nice butt. And I was like, thank
that's
you.
That's so funny.
But yeah, that's, I've always just been curious about it because I never really asked you. I was always, obviously there's that looming, like whenever people meet you, they know how well connected you are. But, you know, the people who really just want to get to know you don't really. Like they kind of, I kind of like avoided it for the first 6 months of knowing you. And
you
I just
avoided it. What do you mean?
Like, I didn't talk to you about any of your friends or anything. Yeah, like, we just talked about Optic stuff and about like personal stuff with you. But then, as you know, as we became good, like better friends, I was just like, that's when I would like get drunk and I'd be like, so listen, do we hate Justin Bieber or what? Like, what's the down low of what I'm ready to do? Whatever you want me to do, who do I like, who do I not?
That is so funny.
This podcast is brought to you by Center CBD Sparkling Drink. as always. Center offers all natural hemp derived CBD beverages with premium ingredients to help you find clarity and focus in everyday life. Products include CBD sparkling waters. We got ready to mix mixes or ready to mix powders. There's a relax, a balance. There's a recovery for me after I go on my marathon runs. Center is perfect for any time of day and focus on providing healthy ways to relax, focus, and find clarity. So take a sip. Take a moment. And find your center. Back to the podcast. Saturday, I went on a bender this weekend by myself. And I'm trying to recover. This is day one of recovery. I was going to, if I didn't cancel 2 weeks ago, I probably would have canceled today.
Yeah.
I have the alcohol sweats right now. Fucking Saturday, went to the pool by myself. Started drinking. First, I start up the stream. I was drinking a little bit on stream, then went to the pool. Next thing I know, I drank an entire bottle of Ciroc. Like a 750 milliliter one.
Of course.
Get back to my apartment. I like bust open the tequila. And next thing I know, I'm just
wow,
like, wait.
Wow, you just switched over to tequila?
Bro, how? I messed up.
How do you
up,
do
man.
This?
I don't know. I don't. It
also, how do you do
it
this?
It shows my the addiction side of me. Not that I want to do this consistently, but once I got started,
yeah,
it was bad, and it all happened so quick. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, I was waking up the next morning at like 7:30 in the morning, and this was yesterday. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I wake up, it's like 7:30 in the morning, and it's one of those hangovers that you like get up to go piss, you see yourself in the mirror, and you're just like, oh my god, like it was one of those. But of course I'm an idiot, so go downstairs. I'm like, there's only one thing that'll cure this.
Another more shot.
Yeah, I take like a double shot of
whenever
tequila.
Nick is hungover, there's like apple juice, a coffee, a water, a
oh
shot.
God.
Like so
well,
many
it reminds
liquids.
Me
so
of
many
hanging
beverages.
Out with your family.
Don't
and
say
I'm surprised.
That. No, that's not true.
Not that you guys do that, because I don't know. When I was with you guys, I would just like have fun in my own little world, and I would wake up the next day feeling like shit, and I would just like drink again. So this weekend kind of reminds me of those moments, but God, I overdid it so much. Like yesterday, woke up hungover, took like a double shot. Then I was like, it instantly hit me again to where I was like, God, I am drunk. And it is 8:03 in the morning. Then it started going away. I took another shot. Then I took a nap. Then I woke up, felt the same like shit feeling again. I took another shot. Probably took like 6 or 7 shots yesterday. Took like 3 naps. And now,
just like on searching for the hair of the dog.
And then today, I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
And I was really close to canceling, but like, it really does show. I promise, because every time I mention like alcohol on this podcast, I see the comments of like,
yeah,
maniac, don't, man. You fucking idiot. Like, why would you be careful?
Yeah. Why would they
and
say
I promise
that?
It is. Why would they
why
say
would
that?
They be saying that?
And I promise it is not that bad. The amount I drank was really bad. Like,
well,
literally
you
an
always
entire
say,
bottle of Ciroc.
You got to think about it from their
like
point
4
of view.
Hours.
Think about it from their point of view. You could probably go back in the last 20 fly casts, and 15 of them, you tell the same story. The same
Not
story.
15, but maybe a decent amount of them.
At least half.
I feel like I've been a little better lately, though. But have I not?
You just had 6 shots yesterday.
But that was besides this past weekend. Like Saturday was bad, and then yesterday I woke up hungover, took like 6-7 shots, and now today it's just like I just regret everything. And usually I tell myself like, there's got to be a reason. I have to like deserve it. I got to earn it. That makes it fun.
No,
but I didn't deserve it. Yeah. I didn't earn it. Yeah. I just
yeah, it just happened.
And now I'm paying for it right now. So this is why I had you guys give me food before I pulled up here. Had my caffeine.
You got him food?
Well,
oh.
It's a part. If you have content, well,
I just don't
got
like
me
to
it.
Remind you guys. But like, yeah, if you're coming in for content, yeah.
That is nice, though.
Interesting.
Wait, you didn't know that?
I think maybe I knew that.
They don't like to tell us this stuff.
I feel like that's a methods rule. There's a bunch of rules that came in whenever he came in, and I'm like, I'm not really up to date.
This
on
is something Zinni would have.
Yeah.
No, I remember like it was before. It was when like CDL came down here, I think. Because I remember like Hex was like, Hex had told me something. And then so I went into the COD room and I was like, okay, no, you guys are responsible for your own meal. And then Shotzi was like, that's not what Hex said. And then I called Hex and I was like, oh, okay. And then like, then we kind of agreed at that point.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know when that all happened. This whole thing, like Seth retiring, watch part, everything is like a blur.
Everything is a blur.
I'm like, wow, that was last season?
Oh, my God.
Or like every time I made a group text for the Optic Texas team, I had to like think, okay, who's on the roster right now?
What a fucking shit show it's been over the past 4 years. So Huntsman, Chicago, into Optic Gaming, into Optic Texas, into...
Yeah,
different rosters. Seth retiring. Watch party.
So you're not gonna say who's your?
Who's you can say who the best is to work with.
Yeah, who's
the
favorite?
Easiest to work with?
Is everyone pretty consistently annoying as far as like?
No, the thing.
You'll text someone, they'll be like, "No, I ain't doing that."
Shotzi's got to be the best.
Well, Shotzi said to me the other day, he was like, "I'm the best to work with, huh?" And I was like, "Don't let."
He was nice, or he was good. Like when he showed up for the podcast, it was good vibes immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. He shows up. He's punctual. He's good. I feel like we should have him on the Optic podcast way more.
Do you watch the podcast?
Yeah.
And yes, I think we should as well. You watch me and Shotzi's? I was scared.
Your guys' was good though, because you talked a lot about it. It was interesting, like your insight on Halo, like back when you like had scrims and stuff. Yeah. And he was like, oh yeah. Like when he was you were talking about how people had jobs. And he was like, it was mind blown.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Shotzi, when I was pro, like, we had jobs and shit. He was like, damn.
He's like, jobs?
Yeah, he's like, no. Everything is, like, so crazy.
Dude, I was nervous before. And I was, like, telling you guys a little bit before we started this. But, like, literally, I just remember sitting down. First off, Shotzi was great. He had good vibes. And he was like, nah, man, we got this. And I was just like, I don't know. I was like, I fucking hate hosting this shit. What the fuck? It's like, let's just cancel. Actually, no, I don't want to wait. Let's just get this over with. But I just remember sitting down in that chair. Matt Craig's like setting it up and stuff. And then I just got like a rush of adrenaline.
Like anxiety adrenaline? Yeah. Or like,
I was like, oh my God, I might have a panic attack. We might have to wait. Dude. Like it was, but once we got started and he started talking, it was like, it was pretty easy.
Yeah.
But I was about to lose my mind.
I would say like the talent who are the best to work with are just the ones that give me an answer, whether it like is the answer I want or like
who will actually respond.
Because it's like, I'm down if you can't do something, just let me know so I could think of like a quicker solution.
Right.
Versus like sometimes Dashy will like troll and be like, I'm on my way. And I'm like, bet. So like I update all parties. And like he hasn't even left yet. I'm like, okay, you gotta like be honest with me. Yeah. Like you can't. Or he's like on my way, Paige, and it's like that really means he's gonna leave in 30 minutes. Mm. You know,
that's the Hex Quarter Squad.
That's the formal as well. Yeah, formal will be I'm like, saying. All right, be there in 10, and it's like I know you are still in bed and literally just woke up.
Well, because it's like, for example, like we needed to push the pod back last week, and so I called Seth and I was like, yo, we're pushing it back.
Yep.
And then Hex is like, can we push it back 30 more minutes? Like, I want to go eat. And I'm like, perfect. So then we push it back. It's not like they go eat and then they're 30 minutes late. It's like, we can improvise. You just got to let us know.
So are we getting Matt back in content pretty soon? Is that a page
Yeah, he
question?
Did something last week.
Oh, yeah. He did a did a shot.
Oh, they did a... Wait, can we...
It's called...
Probably not say what it was.
I don't think so. Oh, not yet. So.
It's a show that will be... That we're working on.
Wait, before or whenever it was, you texted me. It was like, I got questions. I'm going to ask you guys.
Ooh.
Well, no, that's not true. I mean, I was trolling. I was kidding.
She asked me what we're going to talk about. I was like, I don't fucking know.
Well, she's...
she was like, I got questions. I'm going to ask you.
Whenever we need somebody for the Optic podcast because someone doesn't show up or someone's late or something, she's always scared to do it because she doesn't want to talk about the topics.
Yeah, I'm
She's like, I don't know anything about who is Aiden Ross. I don't know who this
okay,
is.
Okay, that's not, well, he sat courtside at like all the playoff basketball games. That's how I know who he
is. Oh, well, that's generally, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I have a funny story about you though, Nick. I remember Hex, when I worked with the Huntsman, or when we were Huntsman, he would put me in a group chat and be like, this is Paige, do what she says.
Oh, this is, I think I was like crackhead or something. Then,
no, right? But well, I don't know. But you were like updating your overlays, you were doing some stuff. And then like, I didn't respond to you. And you were like, this industry is 24/7. Like, where you at?
Wait, and I was like, what?
I was I like, said that? I was like, okay, cool. So we're gonna play that game. It was so
and
funny.
And you've played
though.
That game ever since.
Ever since.
And then there was just it's like, no response. No response. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. What would be.
That must have been crackhead times. No, do you remember Paige moved down to Texas and you get out of rehab and then in 2 days Paige is doing all your laundry?
Well, okay, that's not true. I felt
bad. It wasn't 2 days, but it was pretty soon.
Well, it was during all the power going
out.
Oh,
yeah, I fucking didn't have power in my apartment. Oh, and I had to like come down here and I was like, this is the perfect time to bring all of my laundry.
Well, that's kind of how I started to understand that like you guys didn't have a lot of friends. Not that you don't have a lot of friends, but like, If I had a friend of mine and like they lost their like water or whatever during a storm, I'm gonna say like, hey, you can come use my shower or whatever. Yeah. I didn't realize how weird that question was until I asked it, because you were like,
yeah, we're weird.
You were like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, don't make it. But yeah, if not, it's all good. But like, I was
I'll do your laundry.
Well, no, because he was having to come in for content, but like. He needed to like shower and everything. So I don't know.
Did I sleep at the Hex quarters for a night on the couch with Junior?
Yes. Beatty and Jukin slept in my townhome. That are you talking about when all the lights went off or all the ice was on like outside? Yeah.
Oh yeah, because you didn't live there yet, huh?
I didn't live in Frisco yet. No, I was still in Plano.
So you moved down here. Leave all your friends and family behind. Was there ever a moment you were
sound all negative?
Was there ever a moment you were contemplate? I know there was contemplating, like, you know what, maybe this ain't for me.
No, not really.
That's
the biggest lie. Okay,
but like, what's not for me? Like, living here, or like
you might have moved down here. You weren't that close with us, and you're all like. Let's all hang out and like have brunch and stuff.
Anytime
and we just aren't like that at all.
Yeah.
But
you
really
like
enjoy,
that.
I think, having like people around and people in your apartment and everyone sort of hanging out. And I feel like when you moved down here, it was probably like a little bit of a shock. Maybe not at first. I'm sure you expected it. But I think there was a little bit to where you're like, man, I'm just chilling here in my apartment now.
Well,
none
no,
of these
but
fucks
I think
want to hang out.
Well, I think
no
the
one
only,
ever hangs out ever.
But she.
But people, we start no, like
yeah,
we start.
We hang out.
We do, yeah. Especially when I lived at the Frisco apartment, like he was four doors down. Like you were.
There
around
was a little
the
bit. I would come down, and
yeah,
I think mostly hungover and stuff.
Yeah, and we would just like
just
hang out,
and lay on your couch.
But like that's the best. Like not.
I had
doing
my own
anything.
Little like. I had my own chair. If anybody was sitting in my chair, I was like.
Oh, Paige's place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't.
I walked past that apartment the other day, and they were grilling out and playing music, and I was like,
"Paige's apartment."
Yeah, and I looked inside, and it was just pretty much the same furniture arrangement that you
really?
Had. And I was like, "I've been in that apartment more than you guys."
Yeah, I've been there more.
I was
funny.
Pissed. Because you guys all left me, but whatever.
You didn't fall into a depressive episode. I just want to relate to someone else being depressed. I'm searching for you to just say like, yeah, I'm not going to lie. There was 2 months. Like it got bad.
Well, no, I will say.
Drinking every night. Roger came over, found me.
When she
like,
broke her leg.
On the couch.
Well, no, but that was actually interesting because when I broke my leg.
How'd you break your leg?
I slipped on black ice.
Where?
Outside the Hex quarters. It was the most helpless 2 seconds of my life. But no, it's funny because I would just leave my door like unlocked. And like, I remember. Like, you know it's bad, like, when formal texts me, hey, do you need anything? Like that's,
damn.
That's
nah,
how you know,
nah,
like, roles reversed. Oh, yeah. But, again, like, my brother came out. My mom came out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of people. So.
What would you rather do? What's your dream job?
This.
Oh, it's fucking not. Actually, I can kind of see it being, like, I can kind of see that.
Well, yeah, I just like my, I don't ever want to work in something that like doesn't involve like a competitive aspect or like a team or a sport.
So you like watching our teams compete or like knowing that they are competing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like a team? Would you like to be a page with a team of pages?
Yeah, eventually. But I still kind of like find the edge. I'm like, oh, you can't do that. I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you were almost a reality TV star.
What?
Maybe not reality TV.
You were almost on Big Brother?
No, the cooking show.
Oh, yeah.
Selena's cooking show.
That's different.
Yeah, I did kind of not. I mean, there was an episode, there was a day I was supposed to film, and I just was like, I was busy, and I just didn't show up. That's how I know. That's how I know I don't like. Yeah,
you bailed
that's how
on
I
the
can
kind of
relate to you guys. Last minute, I said, hey, I'm not coming in. No discussion.
And they were just like,
ugh. I mean, they had people to carry. It's okay.
No, I don't know how they ran the show without you. I wouldn't watch. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't watch an episode that Paige wasn't on.
How did you and Selena become friends? Or we can not talk about it if you don't want to talk about it.
Well, no, I mean, we can talk about it, but it's Teresa. So one of my best friends.
She's a person.
I wish Teresa was sitting in that chair.
I wish Teresa was here too.
She would just be sitting there. She would have gotten up
she
like
would
nine
freak
times.
Out,
she's
like,
nuts.
She'd oh, yeah.
In the best way possible.
Yeah. She worked for Selena. So when I lived in LA, there was one day I was supposed to pick Teresa up and she was at Selena's and I was like, okay, I'm here. I don't want to go in. I don't know Selena. I'm like, I'm going to respect her home. And then Teresa just like wasn't
yeah,
answering.
Yeah, same.
That's what I was
Teresa thinking. Like wasn't remember? Answering. What?
Me and Selena.
When you said I want to respect her home, but then I think about Nick passed out on her.
That's one of my favorite stories.
Okay, keep going.
We should talk about that after.
We will.
And then Teresa wasn't answering and then she was like, just come in. And I'm like, okay. And so I went in and just met Selena and the rest is history. Teresa was in the shower for like 45 minutes. And I'm like, people don't usually do this. Like,
yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
I get
me.
It, but like, thankfully, but yeah.
And then there was, how did that happen? You invited, was it the phase thing?
It was
Hex's Pine Park party.
That's what it was.
Because Hex, I think was supposed to come.
Yeah,
thank God
it was
he didn't.
Because I thought I... I'm pretty sure it was the face.
No, so we were in town. Because
I woke up. No, it's like 7:30 in the morning. I'm asked to being signed an NDA. I don't know where I'm at.
No,
I want some rando couch.
The face shoot was the next day.
No, so listen.
I woke up, came back to my hotel, and had to like get dressed for this face shoot.
And we drove like an hour for the face.
Yeah, and I threw up in the bus.
Yeah, you guys were bad.
It was
bad.
So Hex, all right. So we're in LA. Hex has the Pine Park party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Afterwards, we... meet up with like Selena and friends.
Well, afterwards we went.
I can't really remember exactly.
She was supposed to come to the thing, to Hex's event, and then she was like, "I can't make that because she was performing on like James Corbin or Court, whatever that guy's name is." And then she was like, "But let's go here after." So then we went to
what was that
the
place
nice
called?
Guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah, and then
we saw Nade Shot there.
Yeah,
it was so random.
Well, Nade Shot saw us there.
Jesus, look and how then, it gets to his
and
head.
And then immediately, just like, okay, so we're taking shots, like that kind of.
Well, I remember going there and just being like nervous.
Yeah,
because it was just like you don't like Selena Gomez is just such a big name. You're just like this is kind of like all you do is see her on TV. So like to actually. And it's not that I cared or anything. I'm not like the biggest Selena music fan or TV fan, but it's just like
I think that's the
I'm
only
in LA
reason.
And I'm about to meet one of the most famous people on the planet.
I think that's the
Someone
only reason
give me
I
a
wasn't
shot.
I the only reason I wasn't nervous is cuz I know it's not even possible for me to fanboy.
Yeah.
It's not even possible.
Yeah.
Cuz I never somehow in my childhood I dodged every show every music like album and everything so I would have nothing to like relate so to me she's just like Paige's friend you know what I mean
and I just remember we walk in
so I wasn't nervous at all
walk in to the restaurant go to like a back room like right when we walk out just like hi I'm Nick And then Selena stands up. She's like, hi, I'm Selena. I'm like, hi, I'm Nick. Yeah. And then it was just like, it was very normal.
Yeah, it was
very
fun.
Chill. After that.
We played the heads up game.
Yeah, we were playing some. I think by that time I was like, oh, shit. And then after the restaurant, I think Selena was like, what do you guys want to? And it's crazy because it's just like a bunch of us Optic guys, Selena, you three, like some of her LA friends. And it was like, what do we want to do?
She was
back to
my place.
Yeah, do you guys want to just like go back to my place? And I was just like, yeah, that'd be fun. So then we go to Selena's. I don't remember what fucking happens. I remember it was fun. Everyone was just listening to music, drinking, dancing, and then next thing I know,
this was probably the best text.
Has anyone ever seen the picture of Seth? Can we talk about this? Well, first of all, Selena and Iz got along really, really well. So they were like hanging out or whatever. And Seth goes, so Seth comes with us to the party. Someone lays on the table. I can't remember who it was. Someone laid on the table, but like just hanging, we're all just hanging out. And there was a thing of knives that was on the counter.
Oh yeah, the knives almost got knocked off the table.
And so Seth grabbed the knives before the head could hit the table. So there's a picture of Seth around everyone holding a box of knives.
I have the photo, but it
is so good. Yeah. We won't show it.
We won't show it.
But if you subscribe to the Optic Nation membership program.
Yeah, it's posted on that.
I thought you were going to say the next morning. I remember like we had to be up at the crack of dawn. And
this is the original.
We were
story.
In a group text. Like everybody in Optic who was in town. And I remember like you texting and being like, where am I or something? And then Hex texted me. I don't remember like the time, but like if this text came after, but Hex was like, where's Nick? And I was like, I think we left him at Selena's on the couch. And he was
it like a panic? Like, I swear he went. He came
well, no. So I knew you were okay because I woke up and I had a text from security and it was like, is this guy with you? And he sent me a photo. He sent me a photo of you like laying on the couch. And I was
oh
like,
my God. Do you still have that?
I can't find it though, but it's in there. But
that'll be on the optics.
I was like, yeah, he's with me. And he was like, okay, cool. And then Hex texted me and I was like, Nick's a grown ass man. He's fine.
I remember leaving. We were leaving that night and you were like, so what do I do? And I was like, just call an Uber. And you like, Raj was still there too. So I was like, I'm sure they got him.
And then, I think it was just a situation that someone thought you got in the Uber, but you were so tired that you just went up and fell asleep. But it's like you picked the
no
most
way.
Uncomfortable
I would
couch.
Like never like think, obviously thinking of it now with a sober brain. I'm not like, I think I would never do that. Like I don't know how I ended up just like on the couch because I wouldn't even look at it like that's allowed.
So you got
like I have to leave.
You got woken up. That was and if you guys have seen the picture of Nick Page and Selena, it was that night. So like we were all hanging out and like having a good time, and then Nick accidentally fell asleep that night at the house, and then you got woken up by security.
Well,
how did that happen?
Woke up. So yeah, we're all just dancing, chilling, drinking, having a good time. And I don't even remember like I feel like sometimes I can like remember falling into a phase of like, oh shit. Like you kind of know and you start stumbling around but I just don't even remember going into that phase. I just remember like, boom, everyone's there having a good time. Then I just wake up and
well,
it's
you guys
like,
had a long day too.
And it's like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
It's 7 a.m. I'm not even in the section of the house we were hanging out.
No,
at.
You weren't. You.
I was like on some rando
really?
Couch across.
Yeah,
the,
like you know how people have like decorate like a living room that like you know you don't go in there.
Right.
He
like,
was
you don't
asleep
touch that
in
couch.
Oh, you weren't on the main couch.
No, like there's like a couch like comfy. Like
there's
this.
A huge couch.
Yeah, he didn't go.
I thought
in
it
there.
Was that. I thought it was that.
No,
couch
No, I was
whole
on
time.
Like a hard, probably like $15,000 couch. Like, I don't think I had any blankets, no nothing. I wake up, I'm freezing. I obviously feel like shit, still drunk. And I mean, it took me a second, but I was like, I'm still in Selena Gomez's house and no one
and
else
no
is here.
No one's here.
And I don't remember like who
I. Your heart just starts beating.
So, I mean, I think I was still drunk. So I was just, really? Maybe I was just like, yo, is anyone trying to hang out or.
Yeah, that's such a crazy, like, even if you, like, don't remember even getting to that house and then waking up in that house.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know where I was, but I knew kind of what the fuck just happened. But
from your perspective, was there a weird moment at all during that night where you were like, oh, this is different from what? Like,
I was thinking,
is not just hanging out with a normal person.
I was thinking, I'm different. Like, this is the lifestyle I deserve.
No, there was a time where Nick was in LA and, like, he went to the mall with Selena and I wasn't even there.
Oh.
And he was texting me and I was like, tight.
I was just it's me, Selena, Therese, like security and shit. We'll be back in a bit. Like,
and he's like, I'm so annoyed. I'm almost home. And I'm like, oh my God, you sound like me.
Yeah, that was another good time. But that morning, yeah, just woke up, understood what the fuck just happened. I was like, I got to get out of here. And some random security dude just comes down. It's like, hey, need you to sign this before you leave. And I was just like, all right, whatever. But my Uber got here. I didn't know
how to get down
or anything. It's like a half mile driveway. And I just stumbled downhill. I'm just walking down the driveway, getting my Uber. Didn't sign the NDA. Because I'm a rebel.
You didn't sign it?
You didn't?
No.
Wow.
I mean, I would have. It's not like I was like actually trying to be a rebel. I just like, my Uber's here. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Like, I'm not finding this guy to go sign his paper. Then just ended up getting out of there, getting back to the hotel. Get back to the hotel. It's probably 9 a.m. at that point. Y'all are like, yeah, we're leaving in an hour. And I'm just like, oh my God, my head hurts so bad.
Dude,
what? And that's, you were hungover as fuck that day. We
you
pulled up to the shoot. I think we took two separate cars. I think you and I don't know whoever else was already there. Then like me and the other half were just pulling up. I see you in the distance of like the parking lot puking in grass.
Yep, that was me.
I hate looking back at it. Like that sucks. That like we did a collab with FaZe, and like that was like.
I don't think people knew.
I don't think they knew.
People were wondering why I was wearing sunglasses while we were playing. And I was just like, goofy.
Yeah. It didn't kill the...
No, it didn't kill
the vibe or anything. No.
Well, there was also other levels to that launch. Like, we did the basketball video a different date.
There was a bunch of other stuff around that video.
Yeah, but just having to go through that day hungover... And I didn't,
dude, it was
horrible. I didn't know about the secret of like, if you just take a few more shots, you'll feel okay and you can make it through the day.
Yeah.
So I just dealt with the hangover that day. And it was a great, it was a memorable, obviously felt horrible that day, but it was a memorable experience.
Yeah, it was fun.
I remember Teresa being super drunk and we were like,
yeah, she was there too.
I was, like, I was talking about at the house the night before. And she was talking to me and Brandon. We're like listening to her and she can barely get her sentences out. And she was like, I think the coolest part about this house is there's also also Fleetwood. And I was like, Stevie Nicks? Like, it was also Stevie Nicks' house. And I was like, that's really cool. And she was like, she's apparently some singer. And I was like,
I would love to hear if there was some like security camera and you could hear the audio of like people talking to each other.
Because we view it as this like crazy night when in reality it was like a JBL in a kitchen and we're all
like that's chilling. What it was.
Do you enjoy those nights or do you feel like you're not babying us, but like you sort of have to parent. Oh, like we know all these idiots have to wake up tomorrow.
That dance move I hit.
Move that night.
Yeah, but that was. Yeah. But remember, that was at the Pine Park event, so I hit that sober. But no, that that was a fun night. I'd take fun nights like that over like clubs. Going out to a club.
That's the same.
Fuck yeah.
I mean,
I don't like clubs at all. Like I like just chilling.
We used to feel really cool. Did you have like a club phase?
Never.
When we first joined Optic, we felt cool for a little bit.
With you guys.
Yeah, I think you just went because you're I'm sort of the new guy.
I like guys a lot, so I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And then when Will kind of stopped going, I was like, all right. But y'all kept going.
I thought I was so cool going to clubs. Shit. Now I look at it, it's so just it's fun. Not every, something I want to do.
Yeah, it's fun like every once in a while.
Like it's like when I texted you, oh, Saturday was the day you could have saved me if you would have been willing to hang out for the day.
Yeah, well, I know.
But I was like, yo, Paige. Or Friday, I think I texted Paige. I was like, yo, let's do like
so
an
much
optic.
Pressure on Paige.
I was like, yo, let's do like an optic hangout.
Yeah.
Pool day tomorrow on Saturday. Get like, I mean, I figure you're not going to drive down here for that. But like, I don't know, something like Roger, Matt, fucking whoever wants to hang out. But no one did. Then I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a fun day. And then that's
well,
what
I went to Austin
what,
on Saturday
drinking a whole
or else
bottle.
I would have been down.
What was
you
it
do
Austin?
In Austin?
Me and my mom went to Barton Springs. And then
what is that?
Just like a, it's like a swimming pool in the city, in like the middle of the city where like, just like, I don't know, people can come and swim.
Nice. Hell yeah.
It's like a man-made like pool though. And it's like a habitat for like salamanders.
Oh.
So like that we saw turtles in the water. You can't bring liquor down there. You would have hated it.
Yeah, he would not have survived.
I promise to everyone listening, I don't drink that much.
Yeah. It was kind of nice being like, okay, we can't bring an ice chest. It kind of like was like less we have to worry about, you know?
Yeah.
Is there any questions the community need to know from Paige? From an outsider looking
She's
in.
Single and willing to mingle.
Everybody always asks me like, oh, who's the hardest to work with? And I'm like, mm-hmm. there's
Who's the hardest worker in Optic? Is that what they ask? Me?
Yeah.
The hardest working?
Probably me, then.
Then probably Formal.
Me, I'd say hardest working is probably me, Formal, Bose.
You can't even say it with a straight
George.
Face.
George,
probably there too.
And George, then probably Scum.
Yeah, that's what I would say. It's probably in that order.
Wait, what? Is there any other questions the community?
What question do you get the most?
Yeah, that you get
besides that. When people are tweeting you, Paige also has fan accounts.
Well, no, they only ask me. Only ask like. I hate when they ask for photos. I love it, but I also just hate the photos.
Oh,
hate,
at events?
When yeah.
They ask for photos? Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about I thought you were going the fan account route. Because you get it from both angles. You get the cooking show fans and the Optic fans.
Yeah. I mean, the Optic fans are crazy, though.
Like, which one's crazier?
Like one situation was like this person. Wait, what'd you say? What'd he say?
He said which like fan base is crazier. And I looked at Hitch. I went like this.
No, I remember when we were about to sign Ghosty. Like he followed me on Twitter, and I texted him, and I was like, "Don't follow me."
Damn.
Because like the Optic fans really do like catch on. Yeah, and it was like
they do.
At that point, yeah.
They do. They are all like, remember, you probably don't even know this. Back in the day when we lived in a house together, when we announced rosters for different esports, we could do it as a surprise. Three or four or five of our biggest videos are us announcing us announcing our rosters. And for the first time ever on the documentary series, which is now The Process.
Yeah.
So like, the first time we ever picked up a Counter-Strike team, no one knew we were getting a Counter-Strike team. We announced the roster.
Much better like that.
No one knew we were getting a new Halo team. No one knew somebody was retiring or someone was getting picked up.
It would
those
just
days
those.
Are
yeah.
gone.
By
everyone
leaking losers.
Dog, every by leaking losers.
And some people like
everyone knows everything nowadays, and it's like you, I can't be more. It's way less fun for everyone.
And if it's your job, get your money. But like, I can't stand Twitter accounts whose sole purpose is my sources told me
to.
And it's like, who are these sources that are like actually probably in the community and
yeah,
they figure
always,
out what team is doing what change, yeah. And then they go to this guy and tell him so he can tweet it out for a fucking news article.
I will always have a problem. I think I will have a sour taste in my mouth, and I'll be bitter. I'll be the bitter guy, and sure, I don't care. I know there's a lot of people out there that love all these Twitter accounts, and I'll be the antagonist of that. I'm fine with it. But that summer, when four or five articles came out that Hector didn't own Optic and Hector wasn't paying us, mm-hmm. that was And everyone just believed it.
Yeah.
Everyone just fucking believed it. I will always have a bitter taste in my mouth because how are you just going to believe that? Hector has said nothing about it. None of us. You think Hector goes 6 months without paying Seth and nobody hears about it? Give me a break. He was doing it all out of his own pocket too. And it's like, I got so angry during that time that I was like, I hate all of them.
I don't understand how they even like feel. I feel like they feel good.
And I've come around
being the person that can leak it.
I have come back around. I followed a few of them on Twitter. I've realized that I was bitter, you know, like
you were an angry man.
I was angry. I was very, very angry. But like now, like, you know, Jake has made some questionable choices, but he's a homie. And then like, there's a few others that like I've come around to, but like whenever you're leaking all this shit, and I know if you don't leak it, someone else will. So you have to, but damn man, like you're just taking away content from everyone, not just the Optic fan base.
I don't say shit to anyone.
I don't. Well, if
anything, I get told in here like of what the new COD roster will be or who.
It's just the thing is if we pick up drop who, if we pick up a BZ, so-and-so. say we pick up a BZ has to tell FaZe, hey, I'm leaving, and then Simp and Selium are gonna be like, why are you leaving? He's like, sorry, I got an opportunity. What opportunity?
Yeah.
And then they tell someone tells someone, and it just spreads like wildfire. When back in the day, it didn't always have to be like that because there weren't contracts that were locked down every single player into a franchise league where there were buyouts and all this shit. So, but yeah, I know I kind of ranted a little bit there, but that's how it used to be. So that's why we hate leakers a lot. But you look at professional sports, all that shit gets leaked. Everyone knew where Messi was going 6 months before he signed. Same with LeBron. Everyone knew he was going to the Lakers way before he went to the Lakers.
It does take some fun out of it.
It takes a lot of fun out of it. Some of the best moments we've had in Optic and as a
wouldn't you rather find e-sport. Out through a fucking video or like.
Like some of the best. Some of the like roster announcements that are. Surprises are some of the best videos. Like when Shroud came back or competed in Val for Sentinels last year, like when he announced that, no one knew that he was coming back.
Yeah.
And so he announced it and it was like one of the best videos probably Sentinels has ever done. And that shit just doesn't, it's very, very few and far between. And I don't even think it's possible in COD unless it's like very specific circumstances. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Get it off your chest, man.
It's off. It's off my chest now. Now I'm happy. Now I'm happy, man.
Is there anything else that people need to know? Is there anything you want to ask us before I ask you the final question?
No, what's the final question?
Here on the Flycast, we do this thing called the Album of the Week. We forget to ask...
Oh, like music album? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I already
we
know
forget
mine.
It's Morgan Wallen.
Even... Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
We're gonna have to
we forget to ask it even half the episodes. But what is your album of... What are you listening to right now? What album would you
only
recommend
Morgan
every
Wallen.
Episode we try
Last
to...
Last night we made the
But actually,
talk.
I don't even know. I think it's called One Night Only. I don't even know what the album is called.
Rich and Lonely Bows, One Night? Have you heard that song?
You've yeah, had to, of course. Every day.
Wait, so the album of the week is Morgan Wallen.
Well, for me, yeah. What's yours?
Don't worry about that.
No,
that's not how
it works, Paige.
Wait, yeah, we get
so we
your
have to,
album.
We have to find the album so everyone listens to it. Blake's gonna be so pissed because
what's the name of the
he album? He likes Morgan Wallen.
I know,
right?
And I said I'm not listening to it, and now I'm gonna have to listen to
I'm
it.
I'm so
how
mad.
How many fucking songs are on
I
this
know.
Page?
And like 30 and like
30
and no, yeah, there's look. 30 and literally like 10 of them are on Billboard Hot 100 right now, like top 10.
He dropped an album with 30 songs.
Yeah.
How often does Ashley kind of, I mean.
Is Last Night on here?
I'm not going to want to listen through all that. But
doesn't he, he has that one good song.
I appreciate an album where it's not just like 9 songs.
He has that song with like Little Dirk or something.
Yeah, that's his good one.
That's what you always
wait,
play.
Wait, so what's Morgan Wallen, what's the album
Morgan
called?
Wallen, One Thing at a Time.
Oh, One Thing at a Time.
All right.
Wait, what are we doing? We have to play the whole album?
No. That's the
I'm
album.
Like, I'm not trying to do this.
That's the album that people get to have to listen to this week.
I'm so mad. He's not
then they'll tell
performing
us
here.
Yeah. So
Well, all right, Paige. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me.
What's up, Rattles?
If we forgot anything super important, guys, leave it in the comments. Paige will be in there responding.
Yeah.
This has been episode 83, I think. Thank you guys so much for watching. Peace out. Have a good one.
Peace. Bye.